Passons la pédo, de qui la sont parmi
Was that good?
That was good.
We heard you, please.
Now, it's, now the rest of you can do it a whole lot easier the next time around. You can do it a whole
Sing
lot
158 in this.
158, oh boy. What do? Sing the music? Well, I think it's important. It's very important.
Let's sing number 99.
Number 99.
Yeah.
You hear?
And that will give them some time.
Number 99.
Does that have any particular lead on it? Does it have a tenor or a bass lead?
Let me see. No, I think we'll all go together. We all go together on this.
Which one did you sing?
99. 99. Now, Michael, have you got B flat there, or do you want to give us B flat? Do, me do. So, all right together. Chord that one time. So. Together on the notes.
The soul don't me, re, re, do. La, soul don't me, re. The soul don't me.
That is the tune now that we apply right to that poetry. Notice how we do this. We put that tune to this poetry, then we have a song completed. It's completed once we sing it.
Now sing them words like the man that wrote it when he sings
it. I don't know whether I can sing it like him or not. Really.
That's pretty when he's singing like he wrote it.
Yeah, yes it is. Sing it. Oh, now sing this song like you mean it.
Yeah.
That's the way he sung it.
Yeah.
The man that wrote this. He had something in his heart that he was passing out to us. So sing it that way if you want to get the full benefit of the song. No, was that it? Do me do. All right, together. First stanza.
If a whole world knew Jesus and followed his command, there'd be peace and joy forever throughout his sin-cursed land.
you something. That song helped.
Yeah, it teaches you. That song teaches you something. If you've never sung a song and never been to church in your life, and you hear this song, it'll mean something to you. You know,
yeah.
This song has a very deep.
We want to sing the other two verses.
The other two verses.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go to the notes one more time. It helps us a whole lot to go to the notes one. Let's go to them one more time. How many is in favor of singing them notes?
I
think they won it.
Well, Sam, quit talking and sing it.
Together.
So don't mean me.
Sing that song now, right now. Could you pick up that tune?
Yes.
Betty's got it. Here's another Sharon.
Yes.
Sharon's got it. Lena's got it, I know that. And so is Amos and others here, Clyde and others that I know that has already the tone to them notes. Now we'll take the second stanza. Better chord again. Together.
If a whole world
third.
something just for a minute?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I want to demonstrate something here.
Okay, come right on up.
I'm going to use the same pitch regarding this song. I want this, we got the tenor and bass together, ain't we? But I want the bass to get this note right here. Do, so, mi, do. How much you say do?
Say it right with him, that's it.
Now, I want the alto to say, so, I mean the soprano to say, so. I want the tenor to say, do. I want the alto to say, mi. All right, now each one of you, I just told you what to do. Now, as I point to these songs, you get your note, the bass, tenor, and alto. All right, come on. Do, mi, sol, do. All right, that's the first chord of that song there. You notice that? Do, mi, sol, do. All right, I want to sing a note just a little bit. I want to sing up and back, and then I want to sing when I point to. Instead of singing up and back, I want to sing when I point to. How about that? All right, come on.
Do, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, ti, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, mi, so, la. Do, la, do.
Somebody else made a selection.
What were these singing schools like when you said you were converted when you were 13 and then you went to two or three singing schools? What were they? Who taught them and where?
Let me see.
Like what we're doing here.
It's something after this, yeah. He didn't, the first teacher that I went to didn't use the board. He just taught us to sound our notes, all the notes of the scale, up and down. He had us to sound them, and of course that was done over and over and over and over by the teacher, and showing us and leading us, you know, just like Clyde was doing here, just like we've been doing here.
Now, what I was doing, you said something there caught my attention. What I was doing was trying to get you to not think of them as a shape, but as a sound. See what I mean? Not a particular shape, but a sound. Remember, as a sound.
Now, can I lead one now, Homer?
Come on up here. If you
got to number 158.
It's the key of the... You want to pick one?
Yeah.
B flat.
So each one of you get your.
Wait, let me get over here for tenor.
Yeah, you take the tenor. So,
no, so.
The needle. So this is 12/8. I'm laying up treasure.
I'm laying up treasures in the storehouse of love. In the storehouse of love.
Thank you.
king, as rich as a king. I'm laying up treasures in wealth of heaven untold,
heaven untold.
When burdens so heavy,
when burdens so heavy, shall last be laid down, shall last be laid down.
My Savior will give me, praise God, a robe and a crown,
a robe and a crown.
He'll walk close beside me,
he'll walk close beside me,
and will keep me, I know,
and will keep me, I know.
For truly he saved me by grace
a long time ago.
Singing the tempo, he used the faster tempo than what we have been. So if we want Clyde to like it better, let's just step it up a little bit there. And maybe he'll come back to sing with us some more, you know. Now, Mitzi, try to play it, dear.
Come on.
Try to play it.
B flat the rough key.
No, don't pay no attention to that bad key.
B flat the rough key on the piano.
This gentleman, just let her sing. I want to sing.
Okay, go ahead, dude, if you want to sing. Will you give us B flat there?
B so be do.
Now, this is by note. Follow, watch where you will not go too awful fast over the notes because it's so easy to get lost in the notes. So follow the notes now, and we're going to sing chorus and all. We're going right on down through the and on over the chorus. And watch and see if you can stay with us. Don't get lost now. Hang in there and don't get lost. Watch every note together. Do me do me do me do.
Don't
good. Come on, the first stanza together.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a light from heaven filled my soul. I bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer returning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I may have
doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer returning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I want to ask you, Professor, something. No, I'm just going to ask you. Do you have planned out the fastness or the slowness of that song, the way the writer wrote it, whether it be in 4/4 or 3/4?
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Now,
it's in four,
Noble Moore,
it's in 4/4.
But one of the best.
Count them out. Count out your notes between the measure bars. Now, write down your page. You here, start with your G clef.
That's amazing.
This is the key signature right here.
Right here.
And you started from there. And now, what was I wanting to tell you? What was your question, Amos?
Now, as the song is wrote in 4/4 time.
Yeah.
Now, we know what 4/4 time is. Did the writer of that song want you to sing it in 4/4, or slow it, or speed it?
In 4/4. It's supposed to be sang just like it's wrote.
Noble Moore says not.
No, you sing this song as...
You can't hardly sing it just exactly like it's written. It don't sound right.
Now then, I've got one on my side.
Absolutely don't sound right if you're singing exactly like a throat. I'm singing a song exactly like a throat. But the way them notes is put together, if you would beat it just exactly, it would sound broke up.
Mm-hmm. Now then,
Here's what's confusing.
Now, I want to ask Clyde a question here, Homer, and then you can go ahead. Now, on the lead, on the bass lead, now watch this. Now listen to this. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our... Now, which you like it the best, Clyde?
I like it just a little bit faster. I'm here 16th notes, just a little bit faster. You know, the of course you know as well as I do, but the rule is, The third gets the accent, the third note. Mm-hmm. And in that case, it would be the 2/16 notes down there instead of one.
Now let us, is that where you're looking at now?
That's the same one you just found.
Yeah.
Now let us, are you looking at the chorus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first three notes in the chorus?
Yeah, the first.
Now, if you'll look back now, just take a good look at that. you're on the upward motion of the hand after you leave back here where you finish. Before you get to the chorus, you finish up on a half note followed by an eighth note. And this first eighth note down here completes the count for the last count of Jesus Made It Whole.
But look at the next, the one I was looking at in particular. It says, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Now let us tell him all about the trouble. There's only two there, two eighth notes there.
Now Clyde, when he wrote that song, when he wrote it, now let's just think for a moment how he wrote it and what did he have in his mind. Well, he was talking to himself, wasn't he?
Yeah, bound to be. Huh? Bound to be. Man write a song, he has to know what it is.
Yeah, he's got the...
So, do you imagine he went, now let us, or did he say, now let us have a little...
He couldn't hardly say, now let us. He couldn't hardly say that. He had to say, now let us have a little.
Yeah. See, now...
what I'm asking.
Now, if I can get you to understand what I mean there.
Huh?
That word now finishes your third count back up there where you finished before you got to the chorus. You see, you have a dotted half followed by, not a dotted half, you have a half note followed by an eighth. Well, it has to be followed by two eighths in order to make that
right.
count, you know.
Right, so this so, first note of this down here.
It's placed down here, that there is placed down here, and your voice just goes from here right on down to now, you see. On the third count, you go to now.
It's the same thing.
Now, let us, you see, now, let us. The next count is let us.
I consider that old Chuck Wagon Gang good singers. But they sing some songs exactly the same way. They make almost make a triplet out of it. Out of the bass lead down there, and it's not there at all.
No. Uh-huh. I just wanted to sort of clear that up there so you'd understand that a little bit there.
Sing that 254.
254. 254. Okay. What key we got, girls? You fellas are looking at it there.
A flat.
A flat.
They say A flat.
What does it say? A flat.
Again. Me do. Notes. Do do me do do me do me
so
me do do me so me re. Do do me do do me do me so. Do do me so me do do me. Let's take the notes once again on it, and then we'll sing. You want to sing all of it?
Yeah, let's sing two verses of it, so we can sing more wrong.
Okay, let's sing. I sing the notes one more time. Now that there note singing is what we need. Amos knows we need that note singing. Okay, together.
Do do me me do do me do me so
do do me
do do me so so me do do me do me
so
so
me
do do me me so me do do
so so do do me so do
me do
me do
me me do.
Do do
me
do do do
do do do do do
do do do
do do do do do
do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
together.
Jesus washed my sins away one glorious morning.
He blessed my soul, he blessed my soul, and made me whole, and made me whole.
Ever since that happy day, I'm telling the story.
How he washed my sins away, and he blessed my soul, he blessed my soul.
Well, you ought to have been there.